Revolutionary greetings to the number one student community in Africa. My name is Mpendulo Mfeka, and I'm a well-seasoned member of the Progressive Youth Alliance. In this manifesto of this short clip, I intend to persuade you to vote for the PYA.
That was the voice of Mpendulo Mfeka, the outgoing Student Representative Council President at Wits University. Mfeka, in that audio clip that just played, was campaigning during last year's SRC elections. Originally from Soweto in Johannesburg, the 25-year-old is the firstborn out of two siblings. Raised by a single mother, this young man has managed to leave an unforgettable legacy at one of the top-ranking institutions of higher learning in Africa. When he joined the institution's student body, Mveka's main expectation was to ensure that two main factors comprising student demands and education remained the center of SRC policies.
Before we make it into office, all of us want to fight to be president, right? Everyone wants to be president. But once you're in there, it's a completely different terrain because there's the internal politics that no one knows, that no one sees, right, the behind the scenes, the differences you have with this SRC member, some irreconcilable, but you must still, as president, hide them from the broader people, like the broader society, right? It would be a lie to say there's an SRC or a government that is wholly united, and by wholly united I mean without flaw within themselves. But I think the greater part is in trying to work unity in diversity, right? If we differ, me and you, in this particular idea in doing something, we must still be able to find each other. I don't want us to limit it to our perspective on race, our perspective on gender or sexuality. I want us to be as broad as, say, our perspective on finance. Why are we fundraising for... Some SRC members will literally ask, why are we fundraising for people who don't afford to be advanced? These people must go to a cheaper university. And you have to come to terms with that, okay, fine, this person comes from these shoes and they're wearing them because of this, that and the other.
As these challenges ensued in his quest for unifying the SRC, one key element changed the rules of engagement with both students and the university: the coronavirus pandemic.
Okay, fine, this also speaks to my predecessor now. And I wouldn't want to say, no, I didn't think I had bigger shoes. I think I had different shoes, because I come into the SRC at a different time. I come into the SRC at the height of COVID. I'm elected in level 4, right? And I'm the first SRC president who doesn't have a freshers party, who doesn't have the clout and everything. In fact, the only thing I do, I have a big protest instead of a big party. So it's different shoes rather than bigger or smaller shoes.
Although Mfeka faced various new challenges that he believes his predecessors never came across, he still prides himself in his achievements during his term as SRC president.
What I'm proud of during my tenure is when I walk on campus, more often than not, a student is going to come up to me and say, thank you, I could do this. I registered. Thank you. I got the SRC bursary. Thank you. I got registered for that course. Thank you. I got help at CCTU. So I think that's what I'm most proudest of. Say, when I walk on campus, there's people who actually value the little that I could do. And most people, actually, I don't know. So the other day I was on Facebook and I saw a post from this one guy. And he was literally saying, look, I wouldn't be at Wits if it wasn't for these particular SRC members. So he was referring to me and the academic officer at the time, because his case was quite hard and he was basically at the verge of academic exclusion.
However, he revealed to Valfin News that these moments of pride came at a price.
I want to encourage students across the country to stay true to the cause. Yes, we will have deviation. Yes, we will have people who differ with approach. Yes, we will have people who have their own selfish...
But I would want to be remembered as someone who must know difficulties. Where I failed, I would always tell the SRC, I would always tell the students that I've failed here. Even when in Pram, Togo Sintumbo was shot and killed.
In extending my deepest sadness and sympathies and condolences to the family of Mthokozisi Mthuba.
A part of me, and I still do feel that way, a part of me feels responsible, because bluntly I was the leader of the protest, right? And perhaps had things been done differently, that would not have happened.
When asked what advice he can give to newly elected 34-incoming SRC members, Mfeka emphasized on two points. He indicated they should avoid losing themselves and should always keep in mind that you can never do enough. This indicates there will always be more to be done.
My advice for the incoming SRC, don't lose yourself in trying to help other people. So what happens is most SRC members tend to lose themselves due to the commitment they give to the lives of others. So when you wake up, it's June and you failed all your exams because you were so occupied in trying to help this one student. And at the end of the year, you'll never get to meet that student again. In fact, some of them, to put it perhaps a bit more rawly, even insult you. It took forever to help me. And you're not only helping that particular student, you're helping a million others. The biggest lesson I've learned is one can never do enough, right? And by saying you can never do enough, it doesn't mean you should just slack and say, I'll never do enough. But it means to me, try and do as much as you can because there's really people who are out there who are counting on no one but you, who some of whom will never even get to meet you.
Although they are now newly elected SRC members, Mfeka is expected to officially vacate his office and position as president and pass the baton on November 1st. He mentioned there's still one project in the pipeline that he'd like to complete.
So, as I speak to you now, I'm still trying to raise more money for the incoming SRC, and I'm hoping that's going to be my legacy eventually. We're trying to raise, and this will sound ridiculous, we're trying to raise $100,000. There's a former SRC president who's leading this initiative with other SRC presidents, and this former SRC president has pledged $100,000, which is like I think $118 million, towards clearing student debt and ensuring that students don't suffer going into the centenary, and perhaps, hopefully, further years.
The journey has ended, but for him, this is just the beginning, as he plans to enroll for a master's degree in finance at Wits Business School in his personal quest to be as well-rounded as he can. Mfeka's various qualifications consist of a bachelor's degree in politics and an LLB. He is currently completing his postgraduate diploma in international economics. VFM News spoke to some Wits students to hear what they thought of Mfeka's tenure, and they believe the outgoing SRC president valued education over everything, as his team ensured that students were given a chance to study through their hashtag 21 million in 2021 campaign. For VFM News, I am Eva Chipa.